But before we lose, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
I look like bae. Today! So Kodak Black, he is out of jail, y'all. He bonded himself out $20,000 from being arrested at the border for guns and weed, the Canadian border.
So why didn't he do that yesterday and show up to the damn show?
Listen, I guess, you know, he had to wait for the money to get there. I don't know. I think he walked out last night, honestly.
But he walked out all this.
Listen, he's blaming it on the GPS. He says he says the GPS put him on the most direct route from Detroit to Boston. He had no idea to left the U.S. until he was asked to present his passport, and at that point, it was too late to turn back. Is there not a big-ass sign when you leave a country to another country?
It usually says, welcome to Canada.
That's what I thought, but maybe he didn't see it. I don't know.
Well, you know.
Maybe the baby oil on his chest, because you know he'd be with his shirt off at all times. Maybe that blinded him. I don't know. So remember I talked about G Herbo yesterday? We don't talk about him normally, but I got to talk about him today.
Uh-oh.
So I told you he was arrested for battery, right? And I was like, remember, he's dating Fab's stepdaughter. And I just set it up just in case because I didn't know what it was about.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't domestic, but it wasn't with her. It was with his baby mom. Uh-huh. Now, if anybody who be on Instagram knows his baby mom, Ariana Fletcher. She's like just this popping, big booty, cute, whatever. So his baby mom, Ari, she went on Instagram and she said that he kicked the door down to her house because she wouldn't let him in. She said that he beat her in front of their son, who Whoa. Just turned 1 year old like last week. Like, literally last week, he turned 1 year old. Took her son to his friends, friends that was outside, and they drove off with the baby. Broke her phone, locked her inside, choked her, punched her in the face and body all over. She said he dragged her outside on the concrete by her hair, that he wrecked the house, and she has a black eye.
What?
Now, I've seen them two get physical before, and I don't know if they was lovers' quarrels, like little play fights or like real fights, but this obviously was not play or lovers nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on Instagram Live and to say that she stole his jewelry out of his mother's house and that she told him to go to Atlanta to get it. So I guess maybe that's why he went there, like knocking on the door. She wouldn't let him in. So he said he'd been offering her money for it. And he was also said, he doesn't care what she does. I'm going to be with my girl as in Fab's stepdaughter. Don't make this about anything else. He said he also wanted to be clear because at one point she accused him of having herpes and was calling, people was calling him G Herpo. It was a lot going on in the Instagram world. I didn't say this stuff on the tea, but I knew it was going on, but I wasn't sure people was going to be interested. So here it is. She accused him of having herpes, and he's saying, you know, I don't have any STDs because you'll come to play with it anytime I want you to. And like I said, their son is just turned 1 year old like last week, and Ari is the police confirmed that she's 14 weeks pregnant, and right now she's dating Javante the Tank Davis, the boxer.
What?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's who.
That's right.
She's 14 weeks pregnant, and by him.
Look alike. G Herbo and
I mean, very light.
She got a type,
very,
huh?
She definitely has a type, yeah. And yeah, definitely fertile. So that's what's going on with them. We're gonna see how this plays out, but it's looking real ugly. So people were saying like Fab stepdaughter Tyena, she needs to leave. Like she needs to like if somebody beats their ex, does that mean like shouldn't you be worried that they're gonna beat you too? I would. No.
It's true.
That's what I'm thinking. So, Tyena, get out and dodge, sis. Like, and the crazy part about it, too, is Emily B and Fab's situation. And now her daughter is going through, well, she's not going through it yet, but she's with somebody who has those tendencies that Fab was accused of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, but you see that they stay together, so I guess she's not going nowhere.
Mm.
All right, so let's talk about Remy Ma. She's under investigation by the NYPD, y'all.
The midday workout is on with the beast.
What happened? What happened? You
good over there, Rex Ma?
I'm good.
So, Remy Ma's under investigation by the NYPD. Brittany Taylor, she was on Love & Hip Hop. She happens to be Tiana Taylor's cousin, but that's completely unrelated, like unrelated to the Love & Hip Hop. So, she's accusing Remy Ma of giving her a black eye, said she had to go to the hospital. This allegedly happened at the Pretty Lou benefit concert Tuesday night, you know, Pretty Lou of Terror Squad.
Mm-hmm.
So, this girl's been, I've watched Love & Hip Hop when she was on it, and her and Remy Ma went back and forth a lot because I feel like she was respectful to her. She called her old and wag, said she was hopping her bag, a whole bunch of things. So at this event, they were arguing about Papoose's daughter being attacked. That's Remy Ma's stepdaughter. So Rem thinks that the girl Brittany Taylor knew about it. You know you don't play with people's kids, okay? Mm. So Brittany filed a police report, and once Remy Ma prosecuted, mind you, Remy Ma is on parole till August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So if something, she's like, she wants charges to be pressed, like she wants her to go to court over this. So this could be really ugly if something ends up being true. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm hoping that Remy's smart enough, because when she got out, Pat cop was like, yo, who owned this restaurant? You can't eat in here if they got any connections. Yeah, to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm hoping that's not what happened. I'm hoping maybe somebody else connected to her, but not Remy. We're going to see what happens. Uh-huh. One last thing, Kevin Hunter. Wendy Williams' husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, he's been accused of having sex with a man.
Oh.
This man claims that they both bottomed.
Wow. Oh, the singer dude.
Yes, exactly. So let me give you the history on him. He's a singer who got popular for sounding like Brian McKnight. So that led him connected to the Wendy Show, like, period. And that's how he met Kevin, allegedly. He said that Kevin Hunter would always beg him to go to the spa. And he noticed that whenever they would go, it would be empty. So, like, he's, like, obviously saying that he's gay. He said that Kevin moved him to a New Jersey apartment where he was used as his boy toy. And he says that Kevin Hunter's people say that the story is baseless and a money grab, that they're not about to let him be extorted. My thing is, I mean, he got a lot going on already with baby moms and stuff like that. If you're going to accuse this man of doing something crazy like that, you need to come and receive, period. Like, I mean, I'm going to need to see the backdoor actions, sir. That's what you're going to be talking about.
I'm going to need to see the footage.
If you telling me that somebody is, if you been somebody's boyfriend.
Why you can't just see the rent check?
Okay, I can see rent checks. I can see text messages, but I will also need to see some pictures of y'all cuddled up in bed in the white sheets. You know how you checking with somebody. You be in a hotel with the white sheets. I'm going to need to see some footages. Than that. I'm gonna need to see more than just an interview with your girl Tasha K on damn YouTube. She be getting all them damn interviews.
Yeah, she be getting all them interviews.
And we never know who's telling the truth.
But I don't want to see none of the footages. So with that being said,
nobody does.
We got more in the next hour. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the big man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.